Tonight we're going to look at three kings, not the wise men, although they're normally called kings in some traditions. And the first king we're going to look at is Caesar Augustus. I say king, though he studiously avoided that title. Rome had a bad experience with kings, and he used the title first citizen of the state. That was to keep the Senate happy and on board with the project. And various senators had been involved in a murder plot against his adoptive father, Julius Caesar, because of his king-like pretensions. Nevertheless, Augustus was the most powerful ruler in the known world. And Luke, by putting Caesar Augustus at this part in the story, is drawing a contrast between Augustus and Jesus. Even as the emperor is busy ruling, recording his subjects, making money out of them, expanding his empire, the rightful ruler of the world is born in a small village in the eastern part of his empire. And even human rulers like Augustus have to play an unwitting part in God's plan, God's sovereign plan. Fulfilling Micah's prophecy that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. And this ruler, King Jesus, will turn the world upside down. Now, of course, many people were expecting that. But the humble setting of Jesus' birth, laid in an animal feeding trough, born among the poor, shows that it might not happen in the way that people expect.